As commented on by Dr. Buzdar, aromatase inhibitors have been demonstrated in a variety of settings to result in greater disease control than tamoxifen in postmenopausal patients. I met with Dr. Tony Howe, the principal investigator of the ATAC trial and a central figure in the evolution of endocrine therapy over the last three decades. I asked Dr. Howe to provide an update on clinical research in this important area, and he began our discussion by commenting on the ATAC bone data that was presented at the 2006 ASCO meeting.
The bone data are very important because these are the first five-year data of the aromatase inhibitors, and it shows quite a marked loss on anastrozole over the 5 years. This is anastrozole for 5 years versus tamoxifen for 5 years, remember, in the ATAC trial. It shows an 8%, 7 to 8% loss over the 5 years. And in the lumbar spine, it's about that, but it sort of levels off slightly after 2 years, whereas in the hip, it goes straight down to 8%. And that's obviously a problem. It looks as though you'd be able to prevent that with bisphosphonates. But the very important clinical point that came out was that if a woman started with a normal bone density, none of those women became osteoporotic over the 5 years. So you can do your bone density measurement up front, and, well, I guess the data would need to be confirmed, but it's a reasonable number of patients, and that you almost certainly won't get osteoporotic over the 5 years. If you start with osteopenia, some of those women went osteoporotic, so you need to follow those up fairly carefully.
What do we know right now about how effective bisphosphonates are preventing this bone loss?
Well, we're beginning to get quite a bit of data, actually. I mean, I think the most important data remain the Austrian data, which will be published in JCO shortly. And, of course, they showed that zoledronate given 4 milligrams 6 monthly completely abrogated the bone loss, which was presented 2 or 3 years ago now by Michael Nant. But there are other data from Sheffield which show that ibandronate given orally can prevent the bone loss on aromatase inhibitors. So I think we'll see a number of other data coming through showing that you can prevent loss with the bisphosphonates, although we need to be absolutely sure about that.